guys, welcome to another day with Jesus. The Word of God is like a fresh spring that can direct your day and your life. Each day comes with new mercies and a new word. So here's a new word for you today.
Greetings to you in Jesus' precious name. Welcome to this beautiful morning that God has blessed us with. The purpose of us reaching out to you day after day, week after week, is so that you can have a fresh revelation of God's love for you. You can have a fresh revelation of God's grace in your life. We've been reading the book of Hosea, and the book of Hosea, it talks specifically about how God felt the nation of Israel to be a prostitute, because the nation of Israel would continue to go to God in times of need, would continue to depend on God, and then again they would go away and they would begin to worship other gods. They would put their trust in people, they would begin to put their trust in themselves, and God was very upset with them. Let me read a verse, Hosea chapter 4 and verse 1. The Bible says, "Hear the word of the Lord, O people of Israel. The Lord has brought charges against you, saying, there is no faithfulness, no kindness, and no knowledge of God in your land." This was one of the complaints that God had against the nation of Israel. One was that there was no faithfulness. See, I have loved you so much. I have been faithful to you all throughout your life. And yet, there is no faithfulness that you show in return to me. And God was very hurt with that thing, that there was no faithfulness in Israel. Now, that can be the same story that can be said about so many of us who love God, who are devoted to God, who are sometimes, you know, regular church attenders, who are regular contributors into church expenses. All of that can be true, but when it comes to faithfulness, we love to have our choices open, our options open, in just in case God doesn't work, just in case God is not the right person to run for help right now. You know, we always try to not keep God as the sole center of our trust, our dependency, and our reliance. And God looks at that and says, hey, wait, I have a problem against that there is no faithfulness in your house. There is no faithfulness towards me. And the second problem that God had with the nation of Israel was that there was no kindness in their hearts. God was like, hey, see how many times have I been kind to you? How many times have I been merciful to you? How many times have I shown you my love? Why is it that that you are not able to respond back in the same kindness and in the same way? And God is looking at some of us and saying, hey, you know what? If only you would show 1/10 of the love that I showed you to somebody else, then the people around you will be so blessed and so encouraged and so much growing. And that is the problem with us. We like to receive love from God. We love to receive forgiveness from God. We love to receive the goodness and the kindness of God, but we don't like giving it to other people. We don't like sharing it with other people. You know, kindness is not something that you experience just in your relationship with yourself. It has to be practiced or experienced in your relationship with the people around you, which means that you need to go out of your way to build relationships, to invest into others. That is where you will be able to be kind to somebody, to express your kindness towards them, to express your support of what God wants to do in their life. So the first question God was asking is, why is there no faithfulness in these people? The second question is, why is there no kindness among these people? The third question that God is asking is, there is no knowledge of God in your land. Wow, that is painful. God is saying, hey, you know what? I have revealed myself to you again and again and again, and yet I find this one thing that is repeating all throughout the time, that there is no knowledge of God in the land, in your house, in your heart. that you are constantly filled with the knowledge of the world, but you're not concerned about the knowledge of God. Why is that happening to you, Israel? Why is it happening to you, my dear son, my daughter? What is your problem? Have I not given you my word? Have I not given you the Bible to read? Have I not given you the Holy Spirit to reveal myself to you? Why is it that you are still resisting the knowledge of God? Because everything else is futile. Every other knowledge, every other wisdom is going to be temporary. It's not going to be useful for you when you get to heaven. But there is one thing that is going to be eternal, and that is going to be with you all throughout your life, even after death. It is the knowledge of God. And God is complaining and saying, hey, there is no faithfulness, no kindness, and no knowledge of God in your land. So how can we build this? How can we grow in this? There is only one way, that you come to Jesus. Ask Him to fill you with faithfulness. Jesus is the perfect model of faithfulness. If you ask Jesus, Jesus, will you help me model my life after yours? You know, if there is no kindness, no love in you, come to Jesus again. Just ask Him, Lord Jesus, will you teach me how to love the people around me? If there is no knowledge of God in you, again, come to Jesus. Jesus is the one who reveals the Father to us. He is the one who opens our eyes to see the Father's love, and who reveals to us more and more about the Father. See, without Jesus, it doesn't matter what we do, we will still be termed as unfaithful people. Without Jesus, it doesn't matter how we behave, we will still be termed as people that have no kindness. Without Jesus, no matter what all knowledge, religious knowledge especially, that you accumulate, it will be useless knowledge. But when you have Jesus, automatically you will grow in faith, you will grow in faithfulness, you will grow in kindness, you will grow in the knowledge of God. And I pray that today you will make that choice, you will make the decision to accept this Jesus into your heart and to make Him the Master, the Savior, and the Lord of your life. And the moment you do that, everything will begin to shift for you. Everything will begin to change for you. Your life will become exemplary for other people to look up to you and to celebrate you and stand with you. That is my hope, my prayer, and my desire for you, my dear friend. God bless you. Let the day ahead be a day where you trust in Jesus, and let Jesus develop faithfulness, kindness, and knowledge of God in your heart, in your mind, and in your life. Have a great day ahead.
May God bless and multiply the word you just received. We have plenty of resources for you to receive and be blessed by, especially the videos and audios of every sermon preached by Pastor Priji and Rashmi. Find all of them at pastorpriji.com.